Hello, welcome back to That Which Cannot Be Destroyed. In this episode, we begin our deep journey into the Kybellion. This is just the beginning of what will be a multiple-part series. Hope you enjoy.
Hey there, so this is an introduction to the Kybellion. This is by no means an in-depth look into it. We're just skimming the surface here, people. Stick with me, stick with us. We are going to delve deep into this because there is a lot of information to be had from this. This may be the doctrine, this may be like the central, most important spiritual doctrine ever written. Okay. We're going to get into the history of it later. Stick around for that episode. This episode is just kind of a relaxed, we're skimming the surface, we're seeing what our initial opinions of it are. I'm going to read to you the seven principles. Is that what they're called? Said it? Let me see for sure. Because I'm not new to this, but I just have been kind of lazy with really getting into it. I've known of it for years, but I've never really gotten deep into it. I feel like I understand the central concept of it, which is we basically create our reality with our mind, right? So it's kind of, it's similar to The Secret, but don't let that turn you away if you think The Secret is cringe or dumb or whatever. It's not, by the way. The law of attraction is not a dumb thing. There's actually scientific proof. We can go back, we can go down to basically like the power of positive thinking, how that makes you feel good. And if you feel good, you actually have a better day, right? You look at people differently. You're not getting in fights with people. You're not paying people back on the road, things like that. So all of that stuff is tied together to you creating your own, creating your reality with your mind and with your thoughts, with your feelings. By the way, sorry, I digress. I'm talking way too much here. I have back with me, ladies and gentlemen, special guest, Fatima.
Hello, everyone. Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's our pleasure to have you back. And today I wanted to talk to you about the Kybellion. I know that you're unfamiliar with this because we talked before the show about it.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Okay. So today I'll just read you the seven hermetic principles. And these come from a book that was allegedly written. I don't quite know how solid the history of this guy is, if he even existed, if he's an entity, if he's an Egyptian god, if he's an angel, if he's Enoch. I've heard it all, right? But I don't know because I haven't really gotten into the research of it yet that deep, but it's fascinating to me. It's exciting. It's the Kybellion, written by Hermes Trismegistus, which means Hermes thrice great or something like that.
That's a tongue twister.
Oh, thank you. And he wrote this text, which is you will find this kind of philosophy in absolutely everything. Everything that I've ever studied or looked into has these, it kind of has these principles in it, like kind of ingrained in it, in the DNA of it.
I like that.
Well, I'm glad that you're so excited and interested in this. So, I'm going to just read you the seven principles, right? The Kybellion is organized according to seven basic principles, which it says form the basis of occult philosophy. Now, occult means hidden, right? So these are the principles of the fraternal orders, of the secret societies, right? These are the principles of it. This is the meat of what they study and what they know and what they hide from us and whatever, right? What they sell to you, whatever it is. I want you to know here at That Which Cannot Be Destroyed, we're giving you all the secrets, okay? Mm. If we end up doing longer episodes at some point, maybe we'll make you pay for them. I don't know yet. I like doing the free stuff. I like providing something for you guys. I hope you find it valuable and entertaining. But anyways, let's get into them. Number one, mentalism. The all is mind. The universe is mental. Now, what does that mean to you, Fatima?
Can you read it again?
Number one, mentalism. The all is mind. The universe is mental. What do you think about that? What is that? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that?
The universe is mental. It's kind of like we are creating our universe.
Yes.
Through our thoughts.
That's what I think too. That's what that means to me too. It's kind of a, this kind of, it simplifies it. And you know, and these versions of the Kybalion, I think there's different versions of them, written, you know, like edited maybe by an occult author. So there, I've seen like, I have like a paperback version that's pretty crappy looking, you know, and cheap. And then there's this other one that's leather bound that was cool. So I bought this one and, I want it to look and feel more important, kind of like the Bible, how the Bible's leather bound and it has those nice pages on it, because people care about that doctrine.
Yeah, I wish everyone could see this book because it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's leather. It's probably like fake leather bound, but it feels cool. And it has the Kybalion, Hermetic philosophy in gold, imprinted on it. And it has the Philosopher's Stone with the circle with the triangle, the square, and the circle in it. What, you know, represents the highest attainment on the path of alchemy, which is you attain the Philosopher's Stone. That's when you have learned to make base metals into gold.
And speaking of that, the pages are like the pages are gold as well.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So people are starting to care more about this doctrine and these. Throughout the years, I've seen that more people are talking about this and more people are caring more about it to present it in a better way. You know, like, it's because it's a holy scripture. It's like a holy doctrine, right? And it's kind of been hidden. It's kind of been at the root of everything that we study. And like, you know, the Abrahamic religions and Buddhism and all of these more popular religions that everybody is aware of. This is kind of at the root of that. This is the occult roots of all the religions, of all the philosophies of the world. And it comes back down to the seven principles. Number one, the all is mind, the universe is mental. So, you know, I initially planned to go through all seven in this episode. But you know what? I think that we should talk about one each episode.
Yeah.
And you agree with that?
I do. I think that there's a lot that can be covered with each principle. There's a lot of thoughts that come to mind, even just with number one, that I think we could talk about this more comprehensively in different podcasts.
Yeah.
Or episodes.
Yeah, I think so. And is there any... I think it'd be interesting to go over examples in our own lives, but I'm interested in something from your life where the universe... was mental, like where the universe, where you realize that, oh, this, I have made this happen with my thoughts, with my feelings. You've made something happen. It could be negative or positive. If there's an example you would like to share with us.
Well, I think it's interesting to go into this and try to decipher if dreams are included in that. Because dreams are a part of our mind and our internal, you know, our psyche. And they're pretty powerful because they feel real.
Mm-hmm.
They can feel really tangible.
Yeah.
So this principle just kind of leads me to kind of question what is a dream and what's not.
Right.
Like, are we in a dream right now?
Yeah.
Are we creating this story?
Yes, I believe we are. And I'm glad you brought that up because, yes, this is a dream. this is the realest dream that we're in right now. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you'll have dreams where you, there's some dreams you know that you're dreaming, mm-hmm. and you're kind of like, you're aware of it, so you're changing things.
Yeah, it's like a lucid dream in a way.
Where yeah, you lucid know. Dreaming.
Yeah.
And then there's some where you don't, you're not aware that you're dreaming, and it's so real to you. Mm-hmm. And you wake up and you start to come back to yourself, this version of us, you're like, wow, I was living a life
yeah.
somewhere else. You know, this is, I thought that was real and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, and I believe that that's the nature of this. We're just, this is the realest dream that we are living right yeah. now. This is the realest of the dream states.
Yeah.
Right. And we might wake up from this tomorrow and be like, oh my God, I lived a whole life.
Yeah.
I lived years, decades in this place, and it wasn't real. I think that's the nature of things. And there's a book called The Hagakure, The Way of the Samurai.
Excuse you.
Oh. Sorry about that. And it talks about that. It says to basically, you should perceive reality as if it were a dream, and that you would wake up. And it's kind of, it's a doctrine to kind of prepare somebody for death, because, you know, you're going to, either you're going to be in fights, sword fights and shit, like as a samurai, and it's good to be prepared for the death and to not fear it. Mm-hmm. And one way to not fear it is to see this as a dream.
Yeah.
So you can not think about, it also says don't think about the outcome of the fight. Don't think about winning or losing, just fight. And it has these really cool doctrines, but it sounds a lot like the Kybalion, mm-hmm. the seven hermetic principles. You know, yeah. I can now, I've read all those things in the past when I was a young man and growing up, and I would read the Bible. I was really into reading the Bible. And then I would read stuff in the Quran. And then I would read the, I read the Hagakure because of the movie Ghost Dog with Forrest Whitaker. And because that book is all throughout that. And then it comes full circle, and I start to see all of this stuff leads back to this.
Mm-hmm.
This, and this is an ancient Egyptian. It's like, okay, so the Greeks, from my understanding, the Greeks, the philosophy and the spirituality they learned, they got it from the Egyptians. And the Egyptians reportedly, I don't know how you say it, allegedly got it from the Atlanteans. Right, mm-hmm. the civilization that we kind of all fantasize about, but we don't really mm-hmm. know if they actually existed, I think. I don't think it's hardcore science, right? It's not like, well, we know the Egyptians existed, and there's debate on how old was the civilization. You know, and some scholars will tell you, well, it's 6,000 years old, or mm-hmm. some odd, right? And then Graham Hancock will come in with some new evidence, some new carbon dating, or some new whatever, and tell you, no, it's 10,000 or more years older. And it's so interesting, though, right? It's like, mm-hmm. who were the Egyptians? Like, who built those pyramids? And
yeah,
like the stuff that Graham Hancock talks about, it makes you think, well, they're older than we're led to believe they are, the pyramids. Mm-hmm. So this philosophy may be older as well. And the Egyptians might have not been the creators of this. They might have got it from someone else, and you know, this was passed down on down the line. Now, I believe that it was passed down by the archetypes themselves, by the gods. I like to believe that they're actually real. They're out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they're, you know, they're like interdimensional beings or something. These gods that we inscribed in stone so long ago, right? We mm-hmm. to tell the story of them and pass the knowledge down.
Yeah.
You know, and because Thoth is an Egyptian god, and this is the god that is related to, well, associated with Hermes Trismegistus. I think Hermes would be his Greek name, and then Thoth would be his Egyptian name, since those two spiritualities and practices are Egyptian and Greek are so closely related in antiquity. But is there an example you would like to share? Like a personal example? I want to get to know you. I want to delve deep into your personal life, and I want you to reveal it right here on the show for everybody to listen to, because, you know,
thank you. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the interest. I have a lot to ponder on with this. I don't really, can't really think of a tangible example right now, but I think this is something that I'd like to study.
Yeah.
And think of, because I'm kind of entering this universe for the first time, and if we're going to talk about this further in another episode, maybe I'll have some more thoughts to share.
Okay.
With this, but I love the concept, and I love that we can perceive this world as something mental. In that everything is real, but it's not.
Yeah. It's real in the sense of the rules of the organic bodies we have. We feel pain,
mm-hmm.
we suffer,
yeah.
we have pleasure, we have joy, and all, you know, all the emotions and thoughts associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I guess, like, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt,
no,
but
go
I
ahead.
Guess, like, that kind of leads me to some thoughts of, like, going back to dreams and everything. When a couple of my loved ones passed away, before I knew that they passed away, I had dreams of them coming and telling me, my grandpa and my papa, which those both are grandpas, but one on my mm-hmm. mom's side, one on my dad's side,
mm-hmm.
Coming and telling me everything's okay. And I woke up knowing they've passed.
Wow.
And so what is that? That's mental. That's something in our minds. That's something,
right.
Something that was experienced, but it wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
So it's real, but it's not real.
Yeah, and it's almost like it has to do with time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are experiencing time in the way that you are from past, present, future, right? We're experiencing time, but that isn't the nature of time itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if all these events are going to just happen, and it's already like imprinted.
Yeah.
In that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so if you are in touch with the concept or the idea or the feeling or whatever you would want to call it, that this is a dream, then you will see things. You will mm-hmm. have visions that will come to pass. And that's,
yeah.
you know, back in the biblical days, they called those prophets. Right? Those were...
Are you
know,
saying that I'm a prophet?
Maybe you are.
Oh, cool. I like that.
You do? Yeah, I do. I like that too. I like that you're a prophet. Fatima sounds like a prophet's name. I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know the origins of that name, but that's another show for another date.
Yeah.
But I like where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you brought the dream aspect to this because... and I was thinking of this song today, too, when I was thinking about this book. I thought about row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And you sing that over and over again, and
mm-hmm.
it's almost like that's an esoteric occult song. It's teaching you this.
Yeah.
Because the central concept is that we are living in a dream. This is a simulation of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everything's real. On our level, it's real, right? We feel it, but that doesn't mean that there's not another layer to this where we are experiencing this life through, you know, it's like my concept of this, studying this stuff as I have, is that every individual is God.
Mm-hmm.
God is like beaming himself down into our minds, into our bodies.
Yeah.
And experiencing life through the filter of this unique mind and this unique body, this individual. But it's all God.
Yeah.
Right? Whether that individual realizes it or not, it's still God. And I believe this is what Jesus taught.
Yeah.
He's like, love others as you would love yourself. Like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, because that person is you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I am this person.
Yeah.
That's why we should treat each other how we want to be treated. Now, You could do evil, or you could do good, or you could do nothing, or you could, you know, do whatever you want in this universe. But what feels right to you, right? It's like, and then you, that's how you treat others, and you can shape reality that way.
Yeah.
You can make paradise on earth, or you can create hell, or you can create a nothing, a numbed out place full of technology that just keeps you comfortable, keeps you not feeling anything. You can create what you, whatever you want, and that is the central principle of mentalism. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, everyone liked that. Yeah, that's really interesting. I think we could talk a lot more about that, that what you just raised about us all being God or having that within. And it makes me think of Quakers and what they believed in. And that's something we can talk about next time.
Yeah,
but I'd like to explore that more too.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into Quakers because you have a lot of knowledge in that section.
Thank you. I do have some knowledge in it.
Because you, well, tell the people what you did. That'll be kind of like a teaser for another episode, maybe.
I've studied the Quaker faith, and I've written about it through the perspective of one woman who was a Quaker in the early 1900s, and she was driven by her concern, the Quaker concern, which is kind of like, all of us have the light within.
Yeah.
That's how they look at it. And it's like basically saying what you just said, that we are all God. We have God within, and we have our own personal concern of how we're going to treat others.
Yeah.
So we can go into that
we
next
will.
Time. That would be fun. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, we definitely will get into that, because that light that she was talking about, that you're talking about now, that light is that which cannot be destroyed. Thank you guys for joining us once again. I hope you're loving and enjoying the show. And drop us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know that you hear us. Let us know that we are out there.
Yes.
Thank you once again. Goodbye for now.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the first of what will hopefully be many episodes to come. Stick around as we dive deeper into the mystery of the Kybalion and Hermetic philosophy. See you next time on That Which Cannot Be Destroyed.